BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Police in Britain say four people have been killed and at least 20 others injured in a terrorist attack outside the Houses of Parliament in London. Those who died included a policeman stabbed outside an entrance to the House of Commons and the man thought to have attacked him, who was then shot by armed police. The assailant, who police believe was acting alone, had driven a car into pedestrians on Westminster Bridge nearby, killing two people. The acting Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, Mark Rowley, said extra officers were being deployed.
Over the days that follow, the people of London will see extra police officers armed and unarmed on our streets. This includes our officers working longer hours and extra shifts alongside our colleagues from British Transport Police and the City of London. And of course, as you're aware, we can call on the support of the military should we need to at a future point.
When gunshots were heard, the British Prime Minister Theresa May was ushered into a car and taken to safety. She used to chair a crisis meeting of ministers. Downing Street said her thoughts were with those killed and injured in this appalling incident and with their families. Three French schoolchildren were among those injured on the bridge, as well as three police officers and a woman who was pulled alive from the River Thames. The French Prime Minister pledged his solidarity with his British friends. The White House said President Trump had offered Mrs. May the full support of the United States. In other news, the American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has told a meeting of the 68 countries that comprise the coalition against the Islamic State group that defeating IS is Washington's number one goal in the Middle East. And a congressional committee in the United States, the House Oversight Committee, has asked the White House and the FBI for documents relating to contacts between President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and Russia, Turkey and other foreign officials. Mr. Flynn was forced to resign last month for misleading the administration about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the US. That's our summary. There'll be a full bulletin of world news at the top of the hour.